And now, this week's installment of Such is Life, the first-person account by former television producer David Gilbo, who lost his job. Today, Gilbo reflects on where he lives. As he explains, privacy is just one more luxury he can't afford.
I live in a motel for the homeless. It's transitional housing in Seattle. I can stay here for 9 months while I build enough savings, $80 a week is required, to find my own affordable housing. My rent is $40 a week, mostly paid for with labor at the Aloha Inn. And I get dinner every night. Sounds like a decent deal for someone with no home, little money, and few prospects at the moment. And it is. But that's not the real cost of housing here at the inn. The currency that I have to turn over and over and over is my privacy. All my movements in and out of the Aloha Inn are logged. Every day I have to sign the daily log, proving that I was actually here every day. When I leave the building, I have to sign the key log and leave my key with the front desk. To get an ironing board or a vacuum cleaner, I sign the equipment log and turn over my driver's license. Okay, so far, small inconveniences and payment for a clean bed and a roof over my head. But to get in here in the first place, I had to allow the ruling resident committee, other homeless people, an open peek into my private records. To prove I am saving $80 a week, I show that committee my bank statement with my bank account number and my deposit withdrawal activity. There's a computer lab here for finding housing, employment, and whatnot. The staffer who runs that sits behind us and monitors what we have on our monitors. When I went online to print my bank statement for my biweekly screening, he said he had to validate it with a stamp and his initials. So he knows my banking information, too, and my internet habits. To avail myself of medical help through the inn, I have to show the office manager my prescriptions. No doctor-patient privacy. He gets to see what drugs I take. To use the employment counselor here to help me get a job, I have to answer if I have any problems with domestic abuse or substance abuse or have a criminal record. I have none. But she gets to know if I did. Before I can receive a call, my callers have to identify themselves. A Polaroid picture of me is posted on the bulletin board along with the other residents. Mail and messages are in open boxes for anyone to see. Here at the Aloha Inn, my life truly is an open book. But I have no other choice, no other place to stay. I have to accept the high cost of homeless housing, the loss of my privacy. For now, it's a trade-off I have to live with. I'm David Gilbo, Such is Life.
Commentator David Gilbo lives and now works in Seattle.